CQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4RYP. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4RYP. This is a direct cadet. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who use the pre-check feature on the website. Net would like to recognize W4FCM, Mr. Fred from Traveler's Rest, Isla, also from Traveler's Rest, KI4LZI, Mr. Andy from Table Rock, KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack from Greenville, K4XMR, Mel from Prosperity, KO4RAX, Mr. Jim from Dacusville, KA5WLL, Leroy from Taylor's, K4OIM, Mr. Walt from Inman, K4OSH, Mr. Pat from Malden, KG4WNP, Mr. Landon in Dacusville, N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson, KC4W, Mr. Bill in Anderson, KG4QLQ, Ms. Linda in Piedmont, KG4PFI, Mr. Don, also in Piedmont, KW4TS, Mr. Jim in Pelzer, and KD2RKN, Mr. Jason in Williamston. I'd like to thank all that use the pre-net feature to check in tonight with us. I'd also like to recognize an early check-in, my husband, KO4NUE, Chad. He's home with me tonight in Campobello. Next, we will move to the EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only are invited to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net by calling KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we'll check back with EchoLink in just a little bit, see if anyone wants to check in with that feature. Tonight being Monday night, we will begin with Echo Through Hotel. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters E through H, please call KO4RYP.
RYP. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Cantler. Good evening, Anna. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Next control.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KC4EZN, Mr. Harry in Candler. Thank you so much for stopping in tonight, Mr. Harry. I hope you are doing well. And also my friend Patrick from Penrose, KO4HKX. Patrick, it's always good to hear you talk on the radio. Thank you for checking in with me. Are there any additional stations, Echo Through Hotel, who would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that was a tiny little group, but maybe the rest of that group is coming on second shift. So we will, they'll have another chance at the end of our roll call to check in. I want to pause for just a second and move to EchoLink. Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in? Please call KO4RYP.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman, and I'll be negative and negative and listening in. Everyone have a nice evening.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome via EchoLink, Mr. Steve and Inman, KN4VWA. Thanks so much for checking in with me tonight, Steve. I hope you are doing well. All right, we'll move on to the next section of the alphabet, India through Lima. India through Lima. Any stations with the suffix of your call beginning I through L, please call KO4RYP.
Copy. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo,
W4IOE. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, Anna. Chad, thank you for calling the net, Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Foxtrot Oscar. I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative and say 73s for each one of you.
RYP. Anna, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment, and 73 to you and everybody on the net.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a good group. Want to back up and recognize W4IOE, Mr. Sid up in Fletcher. Thank you for stopping by and checking in with me tonight. Sid, I hope you are doing well. And my good friend Larry in Greer, KK4JBQ, who brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. It's good to hear you tonight again, Mr. Larry, and thank you for checking in with me twice tonight. I appreciate it very, very much. And your signal is just as good here as it was on the other repeater that we talked on earlier tonight. So well done with your signal tonight, Larry. You tell Donna we said hello and you all have a good evening. I'd also like to welcome Mr. James from one of my favorite parts of the world, Tuxedo, North Carolina, KK4JFO. Mr. James, I always like hearing you check in. And Mr. Duncan up in Asheville, always coming in loud and clear, KO4JKV. Mr. Duncan, thank you so much for checking in. Let me do one more call for the group I through L, India through Lima. Please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll slide up to the next section of the alphabet, Mike through Papa, M through P, with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters M through P. And please call KO4RYP.
YP? Nianna, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
YP. Now please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. 7:30 you, Miss Anna, Chad, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
For RYP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Sinsville. That's KO4PXV.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome Miss Lorena from Piedmont, KK4ONO. She brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Miss Lorena, it's always good to hear you check in. Thank you for being here, and tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. I'd also like to welcome KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, mobiling around there in Piedmont. You be safe out there, Mr. Fred, and thank you for checking in with me tonight. And also my good friend, Mr. Lloyd from Simpsonville, KO4PXB. Thanks for checking in, Lloyd, and please tell Tracy I said hello. Are there any additional stations, Mike through Papa, wishing to check in? Please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Want to pause for a minute. We've got a couple of new EchoLink users pop up. Want to see if they would like to check in. So EchoLink users only, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit, North Carolina. And I'll hang around.
This is Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey Bravo Bravo. That's KG4WBB. My name is Steve. I'm at home in Martinez, Georgia. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone.
Control. This is WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Brevard, North Carolina. Name is Ed. I'll be monitoring no traffic.
This is KO4RYP, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Any additional Echo Link stations wishing to check in?
KO4RYP, good evening, Miss Anna and Mr. Chad. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. I'll be around for rag to you. Good evening to you and Chad and all on the net.
This is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. That was a great Echo Link group that we had to log in that group. So I'd like to welcome KN4RJN, Mr. John, and Brown Summit. I have you down for comments, Mr. John. I'll be back with you in just a little while. And KG4WBB, Mr. Steve in Martinez, Georgia. Thank you for checking in, Mr. Steve. I appreciate it. Hope you are doing well. Next, we have WD8RON, Mr. Ed in Brevard. Thank you for checking in, Mr. Ed. And my good friend, Mr. Gary from Easley, KI4DOS. Who brings along my kindred spirit friend, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Gary, you tell Miss Joy I said hello, and I miss her, and I will be back to you for comments during our RACU portion. All right, we'll move up to the next group, Quebec through Tango. If you would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Please check in. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. WU2T. Name is Rusty. I'm mobile in Duncan, headed back home to Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight.
RYP. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra. Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
RYP. KO4QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec Lima Golf. Chris and Liberty. And I will be negative once again.
This is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'd like to welcome WU2T, Mr. Rusty, who's mobile and around there in Duncan. You be safe out there, Mr. Rusty, and thank you for checking in with me tonight. I appreciate it. Next on my list, I have Mr. Chris and Lyman, WN4S. Thank you for checking in. I appreciate you tonight. And another Mr. Chris in Liberty, KO4QLG. Chris, thanks for checking in with me again tonight. I do appreciate it. And you have a good signal coming from Liberty tonight. Are there any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, wishing to check in? Please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'll move on up to the next group of the alphabet, Uniform through Zulu. Any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of their call beginning U through Z, please call KO4RYP.
4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot G, Clover. Good evening again, Anna. Everybody on there, just check me in and out.
YP. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Control. Again, Whiskey 4 Whiskey. Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod, and I'm in the land was. I'll be negative and negative, and I was wondering if there was an update about Walt.
KO4 4RYP net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith, in Columbus. Thank you for checking in with me again tonight, Mr. Keith. I appreciate it. Next on my list is Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thank you for checking in with me, Tommy. I appreciate it. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod from the Land of Waz. Thank you for checking in. And Mr. Rod, we talked with Walt yesterday, and he was back in the hospital with some complications from the feeding tube. Had another biopsy scheduled, and supposedly was going to start some chemo this morning, but I'm not sure if that actually happened. But we have not talked with him today. That was the latest that we know. If anyone else has any updates, feel free to call KO4RYP.
Like his call sign, please.
You would like Mr. Walt's call sign?
His call sign.
It is K4OIM, Kilo 4 Oscar India Mike.
Thank you, ma'am. W4WOZ.
Absolutely, Mr. Rod. Thank you for asking and inquiring about him. All right. This is KO4RYP net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any additional stations U through Z who would like to check in, please call KO4RYP. All right, we'll move up to the patient group tonight, Alpha through Delta. They really aren't that patient, only had to wait about 20 minutes. So anyone with any stations wishing to check in with the suffix of their call beginning A through D, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Good evening, Nana. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Until Chad, we said, hey, please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave, and Greer, negative and negative.
RYP. Check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
In Kilo 4, Hotel Whiskey Yankee, K4HWY, name is Marcial in Saluda, North Carolina. I don't have any comments, but 73 is for everybody in the net, and thank you for calling the net.
Kilo November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar, that is KM4LQO, Ryan in Stella, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative
tonight.
Thank you for calling the net.
73. Kilo, please check in and out. Whiskey, X-ray, 4, Delta, Alpha Tango, WX4DAT. I'm over here in
Gaston
County, North Carolina. Good night,
Lynette.
Good night. 73,
no comment. RYP. Anna, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative, negative.
RYP. Evening, Anna. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1. Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland. We're located in Pickens, negative and negative. And a very good evening to all.
RYP. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a great group. Starting us off was Mr. Dave, our net manager from Greer, W4DJW. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, Mr. Dave. Next, we have Mr. Keith in Seneca, KN4CHY. Thank you for checking in tonight. I appreciate it. And Mr. Marcial in Saluda, North Carolina, K4HWY. Thank you for checking in tonight. Next on my list is KN4LQO, Mr. Ryan in Sellers, Georgia. I believe I got that right. Come back, recheck with me if I did not. Mr. Danny in Gastonia, WX4DAT. KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt, Sounding good for coming from Greenville tonight. Thank you for checking in. And Mr. Roland and Pickens, K1CJW, always good to hear you check in, Mr. Roland. And KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley. I appreciate you checking in, Mr. Dave in Easley. You are my 50th check-in tonight. So talk to Gary on Wednesday nights, KI4DLS. He will let you know what your door prize is. Thank you for checking in. Any additional check-ins, Alpha 3 Delta, please call KO4RYP. Go ahead, recheck.
Kilo, November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar. QTH is going to be Toccoa, Georgia, not Teller, Georgia.
KO4RYP, thank you so much for rechecking. I didn't think I had that right, but I took a gamble just to see, but I appreciate it. I've got it in my log correctly now, Toccoa, Georgia, KN4LQO. Thank you so much for rechecking. I appreciate it. Any additional stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4RYP. KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm going to open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Any station wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Oscar 4, Romeo, Lima, Mike, Bill in Spartanburg, negative, negative.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome W4FHJ, Mr. Gene and Taylor's. Thank you for checking in tonight. And also Mr. Bill from Spartanburg, KO4RLM. You're coming in loud and clear tonight, Mr. Bill. Thank you for checking in also. Any additional stations all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Spot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango. John, I'm in Honeypipe. Good evening, and good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll be short time.
KYP. Kilo Mike 4, Kilo November Romeo, William and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome KF4CKT, Mr. John in Honeypipe. Thank you for stopping by tonight. And KM4KNR, Mr. William in Greer. Thank you for checking in with me tonight. Hope you are doing well. Any additional stations all the way through the alphabet wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rack chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rack chews. And first up on my list tonight is KN4RJN, Mr. John in Brown Summit. How are you doing tonight, sir?
This is KN4RJN. Well, we're not doing too bad up here. I was only asked about Walt, but somebody beat me to it, so I got what I needed to know there. Give my best, Chad. He talked to me the other night. And we got a new dog.
KN4RJN, KO4RYP. Want to let you know that we got your card in the mail today. Chad wanted me to make sure to let you know. Thank you very much for that. And I am super excited that you got a new dog. My daughter, who is actually Clemson, her boyfriend's sister got a dog, and she sent pictures tonight of a brand new little Australian Shepherd puppy. So I'm just excited someone else has the new puppy and not me. But tell me about your new dog.
This is KN4RJN. Well, they said he was a lab. I believe he's a lab mix, but he's about, well, they're guessing between 5 and 7 years old. It wasn't exactly the dog that I was looking for, but an outfit called Crisis Dogs had several up for adoption, and we put in an application for one of them, and then they came back and said that This dog, who the shelter had named Mr. Walters, that's subject to change, but right now I'm just calling him Walt. but he was apparently in a shelter down in South Carolina somewhere, down around Sumter, I believe. But he had been there since September. They found him just out wandering about, and he'd been in a shelter since September, and it was in fact a kill shelter, and he was scheduled for euthanasia. So he was on death row, and they said, you know, he's a sweet dog and gets along with, you know, pretty much everybody and doesn't have a problem with cats. And so far my cats have, you know, well, most of them have given him a, I've got three cats, and the older one has come up and laid in my lap on the couch when he's sitting next to me and just doesn't really care. The other two are a little skittish, but he gets along well with the cats. He doesn't go after me and doesn't bark much. And right now he's over there. I'm in my office/ham shack, and he's over there laying on the couch that my other dog used to lay on all the time. And so we pulled him off of death row, and he seems happy, and he's pretty laid back. You know, perfect dog for people like me that don't move real fast. But you know, and he looks a lot like my previous, about the same coloring as my last dog. But so yeah, it wasn't the one I was looking for. But like I said, we pulled him off of death row, so I guess we saved a dog there.
Mr. John, I think that is the best story I've heard in a long time. So I love that you rescued that dog, saved his life, and it sounds like he's going to fit in really well with your other animals, too. I have been rereading a series of books that I haven't read in a long time, but there's one of the characters talks about having a dog and that you don't really find a dog. The dog actually comes and finds you. So I always think about that when I think about people picking out pets, and it kind of sounds like might not have been exactly what you were looking for, but I'm pretty sure that he was looking for you. So I think that's fantastic. And I think you should call him Walt. I think that's a perfect name for him.
Roger. This is Ken for Dan. Yeah, I figured Walt would probably enjoy that. But, yeah, we have a long tradition in our family that my wife does not get to pick out the pets because she just doesn't. Anyway, in any event, but she did pick out this one or saw this one, and they actually, this outfit actually flew him up from the shelter. I think it was down in Sumter somewhere. Anyway, it was somewhere that it would have been about a 5-hour drive, whereas it was. They had a pilot that had a small plane, and he flew it. It took him about, you know, 45 minutes, an hour, maybe. And he got off the plane, and my wife greeted him, and then we took him out and put him in the car, and he hadn't had a bath in like forever. And I thought about that poor pilot. I mean, my sense of smell is lousy at best. My wife says I can't smell anything, but I could smell this dog, so I know my wife was going crazy. Thinking about that poor pilot in that small plane with a dog. So we brought him home, and I took him in the shower with him and gave him a bath and cleaned him up. And he smells a lot better now, apparently. But yeah, the cats are skittish. They've been hiding, you know, in places the cats hide. But my cat has a habit of whenever I sit down on the couch, she wants to be in my lap, and it's kind of a love seat. And I put a blanket up there, and the dog jumped up on the blanket and rested his head in my lap. And my cat said, "Well, you know, that's my human, and that's my lap, and I'm going to be in it whether you like it or not." So she hopped up there and just kind of squirreled in, scooted the dog over, and the dog just kind of, you know, backed off a little bit. And so now they're working that issue out. But took her for a walk today, and there was another lady walking her two smaller dogs, and my previous dog would have bark at everybody. I she just did. I mean, if she was in the house and saw somebody walking in, up in front of the house out on the street, you know, she would bark at them. But we got closer, and her two double dogs started, you know, yapping, but Walt didn't say a word, you know, kind of growled a little bit, and I pulled him back and said no, and he kind of calmed down. And so he's quiet, he's laid back, and while he's interested in the cats, and I've got one cat, every time he sees it, sees him, she runs, and he likes to chase things, and he wants to go after them, just to, you know, because they're running, and they're fun to chase, but... But he doesn't you know, bark at them or, you know, act vicious towards them. He just kind of wants to play with them, I think. He thinks they're, you know, moving chew toys or something, which we'll try to get that worked out. But it's but he's a pretty good dog. And it had taken me a while to get another dog because my last dog died of bone cancer and she was attached to my hip. She would go everywhere with me and she was, you know, definitely my dog. But and I wasn't sure I wanted to replace her just yet. But Walt came along and here we are. So what can I say?
This is KO4OYP. I think that's great, Mr. John. I love hearing stories about pets, and they truly do become part of our family. I know we have two dogs here in the house with us. One of them is actually my daughter's, but of course she couldn't take her to college with her, so she's kind of taken up with me, even more so than Chad. But we get, they're just fun to have around, and they have their own little personalities and are just do funny things, and It sounds like Walt is going to be the best dog for you all. I think if we ever have to get another one, I definitely not sure that I want to go through the whole puppy stage again. So I think what you've done is probably the smart way to go, to get a little bit older dog who maybe a little more laid back, and you don't have to go through the whole house training and chewing up everything inside. That just makes me feel tired.
This is KM4RJ and Roger. You know, a puppy is like having a baby and without the diapers. So it's yeah. We didn't want to go through that either. The my previous dog Ellie was a senior dog. She was in the 8-9 years old age, and. And she had been, she had spent her life on the end of a chain. She had been not abused, but neglected and not treated well. And when we got her, she was, you know, like 50 pounds, and she should have been closer to 60. But and she was about 65 when she died. But this one's a little thin too. He hasn't been fed real well. I can see his ribs and whatnot. But we're gonna do it a little different with him. We're gonna put the weight back on slowly. Ellie, I just let her eat whenever she wanted to, and she would scarf down, I don't care how many times you fed her, and she actually started getting a little chubby there towards the end. We're going to put the weight back on Walt a little bit slower, and he's not as food motivated as Ellie was, so I put his supper out this evening, and he didn't seem terribly interested in it. He might go down and nibble on it a little bit, but he loves his treats, though, so that's good, yeah. But yeah, Ellie was a big part of the family, and when we lost her, that was quite a blow. But Walt's here now, so and zonked out on the couch, and I'll have to take a picture of him and send it to Chad so you can take a look at him. But anyway, I know Gary's out there. Got some rag chewing to do, so I will back on out of here and say 73. Say hello, Chad, for me. And this is KN4RJ. I am clear.
This is KO4RYP, Net Control for Blue Ridge Tube Internet. Mr. John, thank you very much for chatting with me for a little bit, and please do send a picture of your new pup. I'd love to see it, and I'll be looking forward to more stories about Walt and his assimilation into your family, but well done for saving him. All right, I want to pause at this time for any additional check-ins. Anyone stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP.
KO4RYP. Good to hear you tonight. This is Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. This is Daniel and Taylors.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Lima Delta. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Lima Delta. The name is Alan, located in California. No traffic, no roundtable getting to you, ma'am, and everyone else on the net. 73.
This is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Daniel from Taylor's KI4DTY. Thanks for checking in, Mr. Daniel. I was wondering where you were earlier, have to admit. So thank you for slipping in before I closed everything down. I appreciate it. You do have some kind of a noise on your radio. I just wanted to let you know. But thanks for checking in anyway. And I'd also like to welcome Alan from California, KF4CLD. Mr. Alan, thank you for checking in via EchoLink. I appreciate it very much. Any additional stations wishing to check in, please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, I think next up on the stump for the RAG 2 is Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. Are you still there, Mr. Gary?
4RYP in the net, KI4DOS. The last time I looked, I was still here. I just wanted to tell Daniel, yeah, I knew when he checked in, he keyed up, his radio makes that funny noise they put in it. But anyway, had a good day over here today. Got up early this morning and had to go over to the ophthalmologist and get my eyes examined. Got a good report from him. They dilated my eyes, of course, and I drove home about half blind, couldn't see too good, but I made it back to the house. My appointment was at 7:30, and had I not stopped by the optical shop to get my glasses adjusted, I would have been home by 8:30. That's pretty good. You go in real early in the morning, you don't have to sit there and wait.
Right, Mr. Gary, that early in the morning appointments, that's the only way to go, because it's before anybody can be late and push everybody later and later and later. So I'm with you. Get up in the morning and go and get in so you don't have to sit and wait forever. But I'm super glad you got a good report. I was getting ready to ask you, did they dilate your eyes? Because, boy, that's the worst. I have not had that done very often, but when I do, it just messes with you a little bit. And so I'm glad you made it home safely. And I'm glad I wasn't driving around easily at 7:30 this morning or about 8 o'clock this morning, while you were on the road driving half blind.
Hell, I'm not that bad a driver, but it was all fuzzy. I will admit that. They dilated my eyes, and I came home, and of course I had my dark glasses on outside. Going over there, the sun was to my back, and then coming home, the sun was in front of me, so it was a little worse coming home than it was going over, but I got a good report. He said my eyes are good in good health, and my vision is 20/20 and all of that, so I told him, I said, well, I'm just fat, dumb, and happy. And he looked at me sort of funny, and he said, well, you're a little overweight, but you're not really fat. I said, it's a saying, Doc. And he started laughing then. But I enjoy a doctor that takes the time to enjoy a little comedy in his day. It's so filled with everything else. So I enjoyed his comments and enjoy talking with him a little bit. But other than that, that's really about all we've had going today. Troy got up about 11 o'clock or so. When I got home, I fixed her some breakfast, and then we sat around and chit-chatted a bit. Of course, she wanted to know what the doctor said, so I had to sit there and go over it play by play.
you didn't leave anything out. I know I have to pretty much go to the doctor with Chad. Otherwise, he'll come back and I'll say, well, what did the doctor say? And he'll say, I can't remember, or not too much, or, well, he told me about his recent trip to such and such, like nothing, the information that I need. So I'm glad that there is a husband out there that comes home from the doctor and gives a full report, because that husband is not living in the house with me. I can tell you that for sure.
I didn't tell you that to get him in trouble, but I will give you something to tell him. I know he's sitting around close. He's still the second ugliest man in the world. As long as I'm alive, he's in good shape.
Mr. Gary, I just want to set your mind at ease. You don't need to worry about saying or doing something that's going to get Chad in trouble, because he handles that himself perfectly fine. So don't you ever worry about that getting him in trouble. And I know you can hear him back there just laughing away. Goodness gracious.
Got it, Anna. He and I are a lot alike. I can get myself in trouble. I don't need any help. But that's about all we've got going over here on this end of town. Looking forward to tomorrow, see what it brings. I hope Walt is doing well. I hate that he's back in the hospital, but I think it may be a good place for him at this point in time with what he's got to go through. But other than that, I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Sound like you got a real good neck going. I'll sit back and enjoy the rest of it. And my sweet bride just stepped in here, and she said that she will be around for RAG Chew.
For RYP Net Control for the Blue Ridge City Internet. Mr. Gary, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And I enjoy chatting with you. And you tell Miss Joy to hang on just a second. I'm going to call for any other check-ins, and then I will be excited to rack you with her for a few minutes. So this is KO4RYP. Are there any additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet? Please call KO4RYP. This is KO4RYP, Net Control for Blue Ridge to Meter Net. All right, Miss Joy, K3JOY, how are you doing tonight, ma'am?
Finer than frog's hair, running from this little dust mop following me around begging for a treat, but it's not time yet.
That's sweet Sophie.
About a week after she got her stitches out, and I may already have told you this, she has this habit of, if I have my pillow laying in my lap with my reader on it, if I won't pay her any attention, she'll just get up between my legs and push her head up underneath the pillow. And about a week after she got her stitches out, which was whenever it was, anyway, she was trying to get me to pay her some attention, and I was sort of ignoring her a little bit. And the next thing I knew, here she came, and my reader went flying. And I looked at Gary, and I said, she's back.
It's great news. It sounds like she has made a full recovery. So I am super glad to hear that for sure. And I'm telling you what, these little puppies of ours, they can be a little bit pushy sometimes. Chad and I like to sit in by our wood stove in the mornings and drink a cup of coffee before I start work. And I just sat down with my cup of coffee, and here comes Pixie, and she jumps right up, and of course she just knocks my coffee cup, spills half my coffee out. I mean, can't do anything gently, for sure.
Of course, Anna, you really should probably learn to keep your jammies and house coat on until you've had your coffee, in case she takes a dive.
Exactly right. Thankfully, I did still have my pajamas on this morning, so that is one perk to working from home. I don't have to get up at the crack of dawn and get dressed. I can push it until a little bit later, since I don't have to drive anywhere to get to work. So you are exactly right. Chad's dog, Casey, will come, and he'll just take his nose and root up under your hand, like pushing it up to try to get you to pet him, because he does believe that Everyone was put on the face of this earth with the sole purpose of petting him and nothing else. That's all that all humans were put on this earth just to pet KC is pretty much what he thinks.
Wait, what they say, Anna, you don't get the dog you want, you get the one you need. And I think y'all definitely did. And I wish you had been here not for last. Jerry was eating ice cream, and Sophie was hanging a bite of ice cream, and I told him to give her a bite, and he just cut his eyes at me. I said, when I eat ice cream, she gets a bite off my spoon. He said, the dog's not eating out of my spoon, so he wouldn't share with her. He did let her lick the bowl when he got finished.
At least left her a little bite in the bowl, not just the, you know, the tiny little bit in the bowl. He should have at least left her a bite.
You've not seen Gary eat ice cream.
I did not know that Gary had such strong feelings for ice cream. I'll have to tuck that away in my brain for use later on.
He's always had a little bit of a sweet tooth, but since he retired, each year it seems to have gotten progressively worse. And his another habit since he retired is about the same time the dog gets her 10 o'clock treat at night, he thinks he's supposed to have a treat too.
I swear, Miss Joy, I do think sometimes that we're married, they have to be brothers in some former life, because Chad is come late. He's not big on sweets right after he eats, but a little bit later, especially come around 10 o'clock at night, that's when he wants something from that. He's always rummaging around. What do we have that's sweet? What do we have that's sweet?
Maybe you either need to move here, or I need to move there, and these guys need to move in together or something, or maybe we could just ship them both off temporarily.
Forward with that idea. Let's make a plan. We'll talk off the radio, you and me, and we'll make a plan to just ship them off somewhere, and you and I can just hang out and be kindred spirits together.
And Gary said it works for him. Of course, he won't say this, but I'll tell on him. When I get to go up to my friend, I told you about my friend in Statesville that we've been friends for so many years. It just turned 50 years. Can you believe that? Anyway, when I go up there to stay for a few days sometime, he's okay about the first day after he comes home from taking me up there. And then the next day, and after that, he starts calling me two or three times a day. He can't live without me. I know that for a fact.
Joy, I don't think I can live without you either. So I just want to put that out there. And I know how that goes. I went to Asheville with my sister for a few days. That's our Christmas present to each other to go and enjoy the Biltmore house and just spend some time together. And that first day, it was all right, but come about that second and third day, there was a lot of phone calls from Chad, so I know he was missing me. But I think that's all right, Joy. I think if they didn't miss us, there'd be something wrong.
And I agree with that. He's walking in and out of here. I'm going to stick my foot out in a minute. No, I'm not going to trip him. He might get hurt, and I'd have to take care of him. But he keeps walking in and out of here making comments, and he said that he couldn't do anything right anyway. He says I fuss at him all the time, and that is not the truth. Just when he really gets something wrong is when I fuss at him.
If you're anything like me, you only fuss when they really deserve it. Now, that might be all the time, but only when they really deserve it. That's when I do my fussing.
I try to keep it to just rolling my eyes at him or just cutting my eyes around at him, because he knows if I cut my eyes at him too far, he's kind of jumped off the deep end.
Joy, y'all are too funny. I just love it.
I'm going to let you go. I would love to continue this, but I'm with you. We're going to have to get together off the radio and probably at least out of the room from them because, you know, they're both, I think, so afraid we're going to say something that they don't want us to say that they won't let us have any time together. So we're going to have to make a plan.
And I will start working on that for sure. So we can have some time. We'll ship them off to do something, and you and I will have some good girl time together without them hanging around worried we're going to say something. Well, Miss Joy, thank you so much for rag-tuning with me tonight. I surely appreciate it, and I hope you all have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, and it has passed the 10 o'clock mark now, so one of us is going to have to go get this Sophie her treats. She's standing and looking in the door at me. So we'll have to take care of her. But you and Chad have a good one, and we'll look forward to talking to you again later. This is K3JOY, back to Net Control.
This is KO4RYP, Net Control to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any additional stations that I have missed for comments or check-ins? This is KO4RYP, Net Control to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate your patronage tomorrow night and every night thereafter. Tomorrow night, my husband Chad, KO4NUE, will be calling the net and hosting a roundtable discussion afterwards. So I know he'd appreciate it if you checked in with him tomorrow night. At this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. This is KO4RYP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with my thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3s and good night.
KI4DOS.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate that. And you tell Miss Joy to make sure to give you a treat to 10 o'clock. KO4RYP.
I'm going to go in there and find me a couple of lemon cookies or something. I'm not going to get much tonight. I'm getting too big around the middle. I'm going to sprawl down the street instead of walk. But other than that, y'all have a good evening. We'll talk at you later. 73, KO4RYP, KI4DOS.
Y'all too, Gary, KO4RYP, I'm clear.
NUE, KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, KO4NUE. Hey, Gary, what's going on, bud?
I just wanted to ask you a question. I want to know if you got California on your log yet. I noticed Anna got California tonight.
Yes, she gets all the high check-in numbers, and he gets California. No, I don't have California in my log.
Decided to pick at you a little bit. I was going in yonder to grab me something to drink and sit down and maybe watch a little at move to you, see what's on it. But I just wanted to aggravate you a little bit. I'll let you go. You and Miss Anna have a good evening. Y'all take care, and I'll be talking at you a little bit later. 73 there, young man. KI4DOS.
Gary, I'm going to be in your AO tomorrow. I'll give you a holler or swing by or something. So just gonna let you know. And appreciate the QSO, and hope you enjoy your lemon cookies. And I'll be clear. KO4NUE.